Today's guest on Medeo Scientific's The Business of LoRaWAN is Julian Bertolini, Principal IoT Solution Architect at Volvo Group. Julian has been instrumental in leveraging LoRaWAN technology to dramatically improve operational efficiency in Volvo's global factories. With a practical approach captured by his mantra, think big, start small, he turns simple pilot projects into extensive factory-wide deployments. In our conversation, Julian shares how he pinpointed operational pain points like battery monitoring for autonomous guided vehicles and developed straightforward LoRaWAN solutions that operators quickly adopted. He emphasized the ease of implementing these solutions, allowing factories to rapidly scale IoT usage. Julian also dives into how asset tracking and enhanced logistics are revolutionizing Volvo's operations, significantly advancing their journey towards Industry 4.0. Let's dig in. Julian, thanks so much for coming on the show. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I'm pumped. So you're at Volvo, giant company. I would imagine no one listening to this has not heard of it. Let's start at getting LoRaWAN into Volvo. Was that a difficult thing? How did you convince them to say, yeah, we'll try this technology?
The first thing was I convinced them that we need to test some LP1 technologies just for the autonomy of our IoT, some IoT sensors. And at one point, I mean, it was like 6-7 years ago, Volvo asked me to choose what the best LP1 would be for the group because they didn't want to spend too much time on different technologies, too much effort. So yeah, they wanted really to focus on one. And I've selected LoRa because I was convinced that it was the best solution. And cybersecurity did a big review with me, and then I passed the test. So after that, we were able to deploy LoRaWAN.
Okay. And then when you rolled it out, I think there's a quote in here, something like, oh, operators adopted it 100% from day one. I mean, LoRaWAN can be a complicated technology. How did you make it super easy for them to say, oh yeah, we're going to use this?
Yeah. So at the beginning, we have started with some POC. So I have them a lot locally to configure the sensors and you know, to build all the communication chain. So it was easy for them. And then they were like super happy. They wanted to deploy sensors everywhere. And for that, we have adopted a strategy. So the strategy was to work with Actility, so a solution provider. So we don't have to monitor all the gateways. They can do it for us, and are a lot better than us to deploy a LoRaWAN network because it's not something obvious. And after that, we have built a service around that. So it means now it's in the catalog. So if a factory that does not have any LoRaWAN network wants to build one, they just have to click a button. It's an order. So they pay for it. And then all the process is written. So we add new gateways, and then all the communication chain is already built. So we're calling that blueprint. So basically that's an architecture that is validated by our cybersecurity, validated by the enterprise architect and all that stuff. So it just takes, usually it's like 1 to 3 months to have the network in all the factories. And then they can add sensors, they can add new sensors in 2 hours. So that's something that is super quick and it works at scale. So that's something really important for us.
Yeah, and you moved it out from a pilot project, which is where a lot of, I mean, IoT projects get stuck, let alone LoRaWAN, to working at scale. I think you've said something like, think big, but start small.
Yeah, that's my favorite mantra.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What was the first thing that you started with that was the start small piece?
Yeah, so the first thing was some little devices to read the voltage of some AGVs. So AGVs is an automated guided vehicle. So we have a lot of this kind of animals in our factories. And when a battery failure happens, it has a big consequences. So it costs a lot of money. So that was the first POC that I have done. So it was something really simple. Just read the voltage, send every minute the voltage to a server, and check the threshold. If it's below a threshold, just erase an alert. So it was like a super easy preventive maintenance, predictive maintenance project. So cost really a little of money. So it was really cheap to do that. It brings a lot of value. So it was like the low hanging fruit. And after that, so we added several kind of sensors, like temperature sensor, pressure sensors, different type of sensors in factories. And the first big deployment in LoRaWAN was around trackers, because we need to track our truck around the factory yard. We have a huge factory yard, and sometimes we are struggling to find tracks, even if it's a big object.
Yeah, it's funny, right?
So the first deployment was 200 trackers. So that was the first big deployment that I have done. And it worked super well. So a lot of factories ask for that. And now we have thousands of trackers that are working all around the world. Yeah, and if I have to give some feedback, we have first we have done some tests with the public network, but we were not satisfied with the LoRaWAN public network for several reasons. The first thing, it was not fully reliable. So sometimes it does not work and you cannot do anything because it's not your network. And the second thing is we are working worldwide, and the network coverage is not good in all countries. So that's why we have decided to deploy our private network.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a really good decision, because we can monitor our gateways, we can have redundancy, we can control and monitor. So we are super reliable. I mean, it goes like 99.99% well.
Hopefully there's a lot of nines at the end of that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We got to get you on checking out Helium, because they definitely have global coverage and they're typically pretty good. Although I see that, and they're a community network, one of the things that happens, or I hear over and over, is that, hey, this thing has to work all the time. So I think that the model of having your own private network and then allowing it to roam onto other networks is probably a pretty good one. So you've got, geez, what seems like kind of a dream job for someone in LoRaWAN, is you've got this big company that says, hey, you know, go do whatever you want, figure this thing out and help us. To go back to that first battery monitoring solution for the AGVs, for the autonomous, was it delivery vehicle, or these big things that deliver whatever parts, motors around the factory, how did you know that was the right thing to start with? Did you do a bunch of interviews with people? Did you walk the floor and say, like, hey, what are your problems? How did you figure that out?
Yeah, so that was my first year at Volvo, and they asked me just to go around factories and talk with people. And I was talking with this maintenance guy, and I asked the question, what is the recurring incident that has the most impact on the production? And the guy was telling me that it happens an average of once a week that they can see a battery failure on AGV for several reasons. It could have a lot of reasons, but the statistic was saying once a week, so like more 40 per year. And I said, wow, but it's so easy to solve that. That was the beginning of the story, yes.
Got it. Okay, and so folks listening to this are going to probably look at you and say, wow, this dude's got a lot of experience. What can I learn from him? One of the first things I'm hearing is that you go find the problem to solve and then see if you can solve that. Is there anything else? You've been in the IoT biz a long time. You've got both the hardware and software background. Is there anything else that you'd say, like, hey, if you're in LoRaWAN and you want to improve your company or business, whether you're an engineer running a company, that you should look at doing, or things you should pay attention to that people might miss?
I think one important aspect of LoRaWAN is cybersecurity. If you follow the state of the art of this protocol and this technology, you can reach a good level of security, cybersecurity. However, there are some vendors on the market doing that a little quick and dirty, I would say. So you have to choose the right partner to be sure that that you have a good level of cybersecurity. That was a key point for me, because I knew that if I made a mistake with that, it could stop the deployment. So that was something that I really pay attention, be sure that everything is encrypted, be sure that it's really difficult to hack any tracker and yeah, to push wrong data on the network.
And that was critical from the beginning. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense, where you can get excited about a thing working at long distance and low power and all the things that LoRa does, and you forget to ask, like, hey, am I following the state of the art and security and making sure that the system is secure?
Yeah, and that was also what was pushing me to go with a solution provider, because I have enough knowledge to put LoRa gateways on the Volvo network. However, for each new device, each new gateways, it takes me 6 months to put that on the Volvo network because of the cybersecurity process. So if I want to do that at scale, you know, it's a fast evolving market. So we cannot say, okay, this gateway will work for 10 years and I will not change this model. So that's why I just push the problem outside in the cloud to a solution provider. So now I have just one entry point to the Volvo network from any LoRa devices. So I can control it, I can monitor it, and I can be sure that the security is in good shape.
Okay. And then it can't be just you working on IoT at Volvo. Can you describe to me maybe generally how big the team is? And then how do you guys communicate? How are you talking about, I guess, IoT or LoRaWAN more specifically? Are there tools that you guys use to say, hey, this is what's going on, this is the latest? Walk me through kind of what IoT looks like inside Volvo as much as you can.
Yeah, so at Volvo, we are a quite small team. It's like 20 people, and we are an international team. So we're talking with all factories all around the world. However, we have a lot of communication with the business and the factory. And what I have done is build what I call an IoT community with something like 300 people, 300 members coming from maintenance, quality, production, logistics, anyone that could be curious around that. So I can share news. And also a big part of my work is to explain what one factory has done so it can be inspiring for the other ones.
Oh, got it. And can you give me kind of an easy win there on the factory side outside of the battery level monitor where you talked about one thing that a factory had done and then the other 16 factories like, oh, we're totally doing that. What are the easy wins there?
Something super easy was temperature sensor. All the factories need temperature sensor. It could be for the process. It could be for the health of an industrial equipment, or it could be for people inside the factory. So for the comfort, but every factory needs temperature sensors. And if you say it's cheap, it's super easy to put in place, and I can give you a dashboard in a few minutes. So they are super happy with that. So that's an easy example.
Yeah, you can use it in a paint booth. You can use it wherever. Okay. And I guess you could probably use the humidity stuff in a paint booth as well. Let's see. So the next question is, what's next? You've got this mantra of think big, start small. What are you starting small on now that you think could really expand and help Volvo?
So yeah, we can see that we can solve a lot of issues with LoRaWAN around internal logistics. And that's something that is becoming bigger and bigger. And when I'm talking about internal logistics, is basically tracking assets. So assets, it could be anything from a packaging inside the factory, could be a little part, could be kit, because we are building kit before going to the assembly line. And everything should come at the right time and be at the right place at the right time. So we, in order to improve our process, improve our quality, improve our internal logistics, we need to track all these things. And what we have seen is by putting some cheap BLE tags on all assets and having few LoRa gateway that are scanning these BLE tags, we can do some zonings, you know, some automatic inventory at different point of interest. And it's really cheap. The gateways or the scanners could be autonomous. So you don't need any electricity. You need nothing. So the installation is really easy. So cheap, easy to install, and it can bring a lot of value. So that's something that is becoming more and more popular at Volvo.
Oh, interesting. And help me understand it. So that I'm imagining these things are like the little rack wireless kind of sticker tags, like pretty small, but are they transmitting on LoRaWAN, which is what I'm assuming, or is it coming from BLE to something else and then kind of making another hop? How's it working?
So you put some little BLE tags on any asset that you want to track. Mm-hmm. This BLE tag is just sending an ID every seconds.
Yep.
In BLE. And at some point of interest, we put these BLE scanners that are listening to the BLE tags and sending in LoRaWAN the IDs of these trackers. So we do like automatic inventory every few minutes, and it brings a lot of value, believe me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just on the consumer side, we see with Amazon how much people love tracking their packages, you know, where it doesn't really matter if it gets here at 2 p.m. or 6. I can see for an industrial process that might be really important to say, hey, we've got something off track. Okay, super cool. Is there anything else in the world of Volvo and IoT that you're working on that you're excited about that you think people should know or learn from?
Logistics is my main topic currently.
Sure.
So I've talked about internal logistics, but we are working also a lot on external logistics, be able to track anything anywhere from our supplier, but also between the factories. And that's something that will really revolutionize the way of doing manufacturing. I mean, it's really moving the Volvo Group towards Industry 4.0.
Right on. Super exciting stuff. Well, Julian, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're super busy over at Volvo. I appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit of your LoRaWAN wisdom with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
That's it for this episode of The Business of LoRaWAN. I built this for you, the one person in about 100,000 who actually has an interest in how this tiny little slice of the world works. Of course, this isn't just about you and me. It's about everyone in LoRaWAN and how we can work together to make an exceptional thing. LoRaWAN is a dispersed community with little pockets of knowledge all around the world, and most of them don't talk to each other as much as I'd like. So the first and best thing we can do to make this show better is to get more guests on who I don't even know exist. I want to talk to strangers. Strangers who are your friends. Please introduce me to the most rad LoRaWAN-er you know, or point them my way, or help reach out and give me a name. When it comes to running down LoRaWAN guests, I can track a falcon on a cloudy day. If you can remember metsci.show, you can find me. That's metsci.show. metsci.show. Okay, so sharing knowledge by getting great guests on is the first and by far the most important thing we can do to make this better. The next best thing for the show to do is the usual stuff. Subscribe to the show, give it a review, share it in your corner of the world. Again, that's metsci.show. Finally, if you want to support the show financially, you can do that over at support.metsci.show. You'll see options there for one-time donations if you really like this show, as well as an ongoing subscription option if you think this show is worth supporting for the long term. If you want to try LoRaWAN for yourself, sign up for a Medio Scientific account at console.medioscientific.com and get your first 400 data credits for free. That's enough to run a sensor for about a year if you're firing every hour. The show is supported by a grant from the Helium Foundation and produced by Gristle King, Inc. I'm Nick Hawks. I'll see you on the next show.